You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Southern Sun Limited released their interim results for the 6 months ended 30 September 2025 at 7:15 this morning as part of their SENS updates. The business saw an increase in revenue of around 5%, or increase in income rather, 5%, with a marginal decrease in their adjustable earnings for the period. For more on this, I'm joined on the line by the Chief Executive Officer at Southern Sun, Marcel van Olock, to take a look at this and see what we make of the numbers. Marcel, always lovely catching up with you, always lovely having you on the show. A decent start to the new financial year amid a economic environment that for some might be very uncertain, for others might be smoother sailing. How are you finding it?
So I think the numbers don't actually reflect how good we feel. You know, we made one of the first things we did in this half year was we closed our operation in Seychelles to renovate it. And that's a positive closure as opposed to COVID, et cetera, where you close for bad reasons. Mm. And it's a small hotel, but it's a very profitable hotel. So that we lose about 30 million rands worth of profit by being closed for the 6 months compared to what we would have had if we just kept trading. But it was a complete gut, new bathrooms, new bedrooms, new public areas, et cetera. So on our first half-year numbers, which are relatively small compared to our full-year numbers, we do about a third of our profits in the year. Something like that makes a 10% difference. You had an Easter in there, which you didn't have Easter in last year, for whatever reason the calendar fell that way. So you put all the 101 excuses aside. Actually, the underlying growth was pretty good. We had 8% growth in the local market here. And then we had an absolute mind-blowing October, which came after the September period end. That was the highest occupancies we've had. It's the first time we've beaten the June 2010 World Cup numbers group-wide in South Africa. So somewhere along the line, the sentiment has changed in the hotel trading business here. And it had a lot of things in the start. Remember the budget that didn't get passed and that affected government departments, etc. Kind of washed through all that. It seems to be going really, really nicely at the moment. So we're actually quite happy with the numbers.
Now, Marcel, you touch on some of the closures that are there. There are other closures that we've spoken about in the past as well that continue to hamper the business. And despite this, the business is doing exceptionally well. I want to get your thoughts around all of the projects that you are busy working on. Do we see these projects coming along at the pace at which they would? I mean, as you rightly mentioned, the longer these projects remain offline or the longer they remain closed, the more negative it has an impact on the business's financials. Are all the projects that are currently in the works moving at the expected pace from a business perspective?
They are. I think the one difference is we're doing more. So we've kind of pushed the button on quite a few refurbs in this period just because our balance sheet is strong. You can see the market's got a bit of buoyancy in it, so we've been trying to get as much of it done as we can. And there's about 8 hotels or so that we worked on in the period. But you've got a limited window. Your winter months are where you can work, take rooms out of stock without too much effect. It's quite unusual to close a hotel completely like the Seychelles for that length of period. But when you do big refurbs, you need that. But the balance, you're just taking room stock out and you're trying to do floors at a time. And I think we did 550 rooms across the portfolio in the 6 months. And then in summer, you're just not going to do that. You've got to give the room stock back. The hotel needs it. And sort of April next year, we'll start going back into that refurb mode. So I think it's still the right strategy. You couldn't rebuild what we have as a portfolio if I gave you billions and billions of rands in many, many years. So to put the money back into those properties, renovate them. And we've seen good take-up where we've done it. I mean, I'm at the Cullinan at the moment, which was a big one we did last year. And, I mean, this hotel has performed phenomenally since we did the refurb. So we're quite happy to stick at that process. And the one thing I get asked is, well, when's it over? It's never over. Because by the time you've done 5 years of this, the ones you did 10 years ago are now back in the cycle for the next refurb. And it's a factor of the hotel industry. It is capital intensive, but it's very important that you keep your product up to standard.
Marcel, let's look at the role of the market from a demand perspective. We know that the tourism side of any economy is critical to your survival as a business, but we also know that we're seeing things like an introduction of events. The G20 is currently taking place in South Africa. That is a significant event that will drive up traffic volumes. Can we get a sense of just how you're feeling around the markets that you're operating in from a demand perspective? Are you anticipating that you're going to have more bookings and less seasonality? I mean, I think the aim of any hotel business is to reduce as much of the peaks and the seasonal effects as possible and just have consistency throughout the year. But sometimes it can be difficult.
Almost impossible if you give, you know, like the winter in Cape Town is never going to be the same as summer in Cape Town. Mm. Business travel continues, but your leisure travel dries up completely. Your international market isn't here. They come in the summer. You try to look for other markets that can fill that gap. Your Middle East does pretty well. Some of your Asian markets where it's like unbearably hot in those places, they don't mind a bit of a rainy Cape. But you'll never get that smoothing out. What we have seen is that your shoulder periods are getting shorter and shorter. So we actually had a pretty good winter in Cape Town. And if I go back to this October point, because it's quite important to us, you know, for us to reach 74% occupancy in South Africa, it's got to work everywhere. It's not just one city that's boomed. To get across a portfolio that's got 15,000 rooms across the whole country, everything has to go. And when you start getting that kind of momentum behind it, Durban ran over 80% in October. Cape Town was over 80%. Joburg was in the high 70s. Your outlying, your Polokwane, Ulundi, Bloemfontein, Kimberley, all of them had good volumes behind it. And it was across the star gradings. So it was budget properties as well as your big conference business, which means it's general travel. And that's, if you get that consistently over the year, then you're absolutely cooking with gas. Now, we don't say that one swallow is making a summer here, but it is noticeable that it's the first time in 15 years that we've seen that kind of demand in 1 month. And if you just get a couple more sparks like that, then there's a definite indication there's a change in the SA economy if you get that kind of travel activity.
Well, then we wish the second half of the year to be even more fruitful than the first half has kicked off the year so that we can catch up at the end of the year with resounding results. All the best to you and the team, Marcel. Thanks so much for joining us and for the time. Marcel von Olock, the Chief Executive Officer of Southern Sun Limited, joining us to reflect on the first 6 months of the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.